When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Lauren, in quotes, says my friend's hubby and mine were out of town on business. So we decided to do a girls' night out. We all got sitters. Dinner was a blast. Then we went to a club.
Mm-hmm.
We were bombarded by guys.
Oh.
Although we're all married and faithful, the attention felt kind of great.
Sure.
However, one of my closest friends spent the night talking and dancing with one guy in particular.
Mm-hmm.
When it was time to go, I couldn't find her. I did get a text. Go ahead home without me. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
The next day she called and admitted she cheated on her husband.
Ooh.
I was so disgusted and I told her so. They had been having problems for a while, but that doesn't justify what she did.
Mm-hmm.
We argued for a few minutes, then I hung up on her.
Mm.
She's reached out over and over trying to apologize, but I haven't responded.
Mm.
I hate what she did to her husband. He's a great guy.
Mm.
And now that I know what she did, I feel like I have to keep this secret now.
Oh, yeah.
She's been a great friend up until this point. So what do I do with this?
Well, that's tough because the burden of the secret now is on you.
Exactly.
And that,
she's pretty angry about that. It's clear.
Yeah. And we've talked about similar situations on the show, and it's like, all right, and every single time we do, the question of, would you want to know if your partner cheated?
Sure.
So do you say anything to the husband?
Well, yeah, I don't think that we ever say, yeah, go directly to the husband and spill the beans. I think you first put pressure on your besties. You got to come clean.
Well, I think you got to give it time, too, because right now you're pretty fired up and, you know, you want to make sure you're thinking with a rational head about things.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
Because it's not affecting,
though.
I know, but it's not affecting you personally. Like, it's not
the guilt of knowing is probably,
I guess, the guilt.
Alive.
Yes, you're right.
For
you're
sure.
Right,
she knows that her husband's a good guy and doesn't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what's eating her alive. And I'm sure the disappointment of now realizing that her best friend is capable
flawed.
Of
yeah.
doing something like that.
Yeah. And you know, she didn't get into this, but, you know, I don't know if the best friend used to be wild in college or back, you know, when they were younger or whatever. It doesn't excuse any of that.
Exactly. I was going to say, regardless, it shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Sean messaged and said, good luck. This is a no-win situation. I've been there, and there's no way that this ends without the friendship ending.
Oh, wow.
Sorry she put you through this.
Yikes. Yeah, Tish said if she's not going to continue the friendship and they were close, the husband will eventually ask what happened. That's a situation that will probably take care of itself.
Man, you don't want to be on the other end of that question, though.
Oh,
when...
no, but I mean, what's the wife going to say? Oh, we're not friends anymore because she's mad I cheated on you. I don't think she's going to say that.
No, that's probably not something.
I don't think that's the answer she's going to give her husband.
I mean, unless she's bold and she's ready to leave her husband.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows? But
yeah.
If you've been in this situation, would love to hear how you approached it, because that's what Lauren is fishing for. Just some of that, I guess.
It's just a really tough position for her to be in, because she is grappling with her own morals and, you know, disappointed in her friend for, you know, not living up to that standard. And
yeah.
now feeling like she's got this deep, dark secret
that she's got to keep.
Harboring that she's got to keep now, you know, and keeping the husband in the dark.
502-795-1997 is our number, or you can message us. We'll take some of your stories on the way next. Kind of in the middle of a bestie group therapy where Lauren's best friend made a mistake and got with another guy, not her husband.
Yeah, it was girls' night out, and she ended up finding this guy, spent the night with him,
yep.
told Lauren about it. So now Lauren is A, disappointed that her friend could do that, and B, now struggling with the fact that she's got this secret she feels like she has to keep from the husband.
Yeah, Lisa makes a comment and says, I think a lot of us have been in this position with a friend. A true friend will not support cheating on a spouse, so she needs to tell her friend that she does not support her behavior. And if she doesn't end the marriage or work through their problems, honestly, there's no hope for the friendship either.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point. Just say, listen, you need to figure it out. Like, if you, I'm not on board with you cheating on your husband while you're still married. If you feel like you're done with the marriage, then leave the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But don't keep cheating on him. Or if you need to, if you want to work things out, then work things out and, you know, stop cheating. Brittany says this is a no-win situation. If you tell him and she denies it, then you lose both of them. And this may complicate your husband's job because, her husband works with the other husband.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
If you don't tell him and he finds out that you knew, he may not forgive that one either. On the other hand, I would want someone to tell me, I wish I had some better advice for you, but I know it's a tough situation.
Yeah, Emma said that her best friend and she used to have a close friendship in college, and the friend had a long-term boyfriend of 4 years who also has a friend group that they'd sometimes hang out with, and they really thought that they were both going to get married until she came crying to them that she had gotten with his best friend. She wasn't really regretful or sad that she cheated. She just wanted to
do it again.
Yeah.
Wow.
They told her that she needed to tell her boyfriend to break up with him because you can't do that to him and then string him along. She refuses still to break up with him, but goes, quote, golfing several nights a week with said best friend.
Oh, gosh.
Mm.
The friendship had ended, and we were trying to figure out a way to tell the boyfriend what she's doing.
Man,
so, yeah.
Same situation.
She couldn't stay friends with someone that, I think that's the thing, is you keep pressing, and it's going to really hinge on how the friend is going to react to that pressure. Like, what is she going to do with that? Is she going to do the right thing, come clean, and try to fix the marriage, or is she going to leave the marriage?
Now, Destiny, you were the bestie in this situation who got with someone other than your husband.
My husband and I, we were actually split up a while ago for about 6 months. And during that time, I had, you know, I'd slept with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend at the time, I had told her, and she said, well, I feel uncomfortable with this situation. And if you're not going to tell him, I'm going to tell him. So she basically forced me to tell him, and that put a lot of strain on our relationship, mine and hers, and mine and his.
So how did it end up? Did you end up getting back with your husband?
Oh, yeah. My husband and I have been going strong for quite a few years now. But at that time, it was like a mutual decision that, you know, we wanted to figure things out.
So are you suggesting maybe that this sort of situation may be at play that Lauren doesn't know is happening with her best friend?
Yeah. I also feel like a good friend would know you well enough to know what makes you uncomfortable. And a good friend would not put you in a situation like
that. Yeah, I'm really shocked she told her to begin with, to be honest.
Yeah. It was rough there for a little bit, but I mean, ultimately I am still upset with her because in the end she was like, well, if it was me, you would have done the same thing. And I'm like, no, personally, that's not my business.
Mm.
Yeah, true.
No, that's not my place to tell you what to do with your relationship.
Did anyone else think of the scene from Friends when Ross is like, it was on a break!
We're on a break! 1,000% is exactly what popped in my head when you said that. We were separated, so you're telling me you were on a break.
You're on a break! All right, Destiny, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony from St. Matthews. Cheating is cheating. She's got to tell the husband. Friend needs to be like, if you don't, I will. Either way, I think the friendship is over.
So whether you are the one to drop the bomb on the husband, I don't know if that's the way to go, but maybe it's going through the best friend and literally doing what Destiny said her friend made her do. That put a great strain on it.
Well, and I think too, yes, that's what she's got to tell her friend, listen, for our friendship to continue, I can't live with what you did if you're going to just continue to either go outside the marriage or, you know, be dishonest. You need to figure out, are you going to fix
figure
the marriage?
Your own relationship
recommit to that or end it.
Yeah.
And so that you can go live the life that you want to. But I can't stay in this friendship as long as you're making those choices and putting me in this position of knowing about it.
All right. We'll end it on that. Keep us posted. Thank you for reaching out to us, Lauren. That is group therapy. We got that coming up next.